Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we reopen the hearing for case number 10870.
Have a second to that motion?
Actually, you don't need a motion. You already left the hearing open with the last motion, so Chairman can recall it at his direction.
All righty, I will now then call to have case number 10870 heard. You're ready, sir.
Yeah, the uniqueness of the property is skewed lines on the north, south side, and front, and the front lines. It's within the community standards of Kennewick. The possibility of development is for a single-story expansion, so a little extra space is needed to make the property the expansion worthwhile. Effect on the surroundings, there won't be any effects on the surrounding because it's within the Kennewick standards. Extended variance, with a variance represent the least modification possible for regulations, yes. And I think that's all. I covered that.
What's the proposed addition on the south side to be utilized for? It's the
south side is
by lot 8.
By lot 8. A four-bedroom, extra-bedroom, bathroom, and utility room.
And why is that necessary at this point for the house? I mean, you've been living there for how long?
Couple years.
And so why is it all of a sudden necessary to be able to use the house to make additions like that, like you're proposing?
Because we wanted a fourth bedroom and eventually a fifth bedroom in the future. We want to move down there permanently.
What's the proposed additions, all of them?
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, two in the back or two bedrooms.
What's the one in the front?
We're going to do this in phases, the first phase being the south side first. Well, that's the south side first, and then the north side second.
Where are they?
Where are they? Well, I'm sorry.
What are they?
What are the additions?
Yes.
Oh, bedroom on the north side?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Expansion of a bedroom and extra bedrooms on the front side. And expansion of the living room.
How many bedrooms do you have in your old house?
I'm sorry, what?
How many bedrooms do you have in your old house?
Yes, now.
Still now. Three.
Three?
Yes.
And you're going to add two more?
Yes.
And what's the front, in the front addition? What's that going to be?
Bedrooms and expansion, living room, dining room, or dining room and great room.
You say you're going to do this in phases.
Right.
How long are your phases going to take?
First one we want to do right away on the south side. Second one within the next few years.
Okay. Understand this, that if these variances are granted, you have 1 year to complete. If you don't do it in 1 year, then you either have to get an extension or you have to come back before the board.
Okay. Well, that's why I wanted to ask for a caveat for the second phase within this variance.
What's the square footage of your present home?
Now, about 1,500 feet.
And what do you propose the new expansion to be?
Total?
Yes.
I'd say we've got 2,500 square feet. I'm not exactly sure how much.
And plus your 1,500. Plus your 1,500 too.
No, included.
Including that?
Yeah.
That in 1,000 square feet.
Oh, okay.
Are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe? Yeah. Any further questions, Mr. Gruppen? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,807 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,870 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case also has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Case number 10,873, Judith Kyle.